Having a rental contract will save you thousands of dollars.
And it'll set the expectation of your processes.
From pickup to delivery protocols.
To customers who refuse to pay for damages.
Our contract is what allowed us to take back our hostage inventory. Mine!
Setting your own terms will protect your business from losing money.
Stay tuned as we discuss what needs to be in your rental contract and how these terms protect our business.
So the first part of the contract that you're going to be creating or getting created, it's going to have to really go over what payment methods are you going to use. Realistically, someone's going to give you a check.
Oh, we've taken checks like a week before an event, but generally it takes a couple of days for, you know, the check to go through. And then we kind of vet our people too if they're going to give us a check. We're not just saying, oh yeah, give me a check. We're not taking it from anybody. I mean, it has to be like a pretty big company. We're not taking it from like individuals.
I just can imagine that. Just imagine getting a $20,000 job, and then you check the day of, and you set it up, and then by the time you go pick the stuff up, the check don't bounce. They don't bounce too.
That's it.
Yeah, it's just you can't do last minute orders on checks. Tina, what do we have in this contract right here?
All right, so we detail quite a bit of things in this section of our contract. It states that 50% deposit is due upon the contract and when the balance is expected to be paid prior to delivery. It also includes that our prices are subject to change without notice, so that if anyone might bring up the argument, oh, your price was this amount before, you could always say it's in our contract, and yes, our prices did change. And lastly, it states that we accept no refunds or cancellations of rentals within 24 hours of our delivery.
This is at any point in time. And it's also, if you won't get your you won't get a store credit if you do it in 24 hours. People be last minute, it's be busy season. We got the tent on the truck and everything already head over there. And they're like, well, I want to cancel. I feel like all seven in the or five of these points right here, they probably all got a story and they all came from somewhere. Obviously, we did reservation required for deposit.
I specifically remember that one because like when I read it off, I was like, I felt the hurt. And it was with a bounce house too.
Goddamn bounce houses.
We didn't do cash, but this one person said, no, I'm going to pay cash when y'all deliver it. Because we felt like, oh, well, they don't trust us. And, you know, we're not really known to the public. So I pull up and I'm like, oh, they already have a bounce house here. So I'm just going to set up next to the bounce house. And then I knock on the door and the person answers like, oh, no, we've already got it. And I was like, well, here's your information, right? Like, no, we already got a bounce house. Thank you, though. Like, dang it, we need to do something and put it in the contract.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go to the job sites with all this stuff, and then they're going to be like, oh, yeah, we're good. We don't need you. Thank you, though.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty good. Like, because if you don't bring cash, you just got to bring it a couple of days before.
Yeah.
You're not leaving that place until we get the money. If you charge too less, people don't value the deposit, and they'll just let it go. You got kind of want to avoid those people. You want only committed people, and these generally get you the committed people. Right now, we don't really do ACH deposits. A lot of big companies kind of want to do that, so we take checks. So the money kind of takes a little bit longer to get to us. I don't know. I just got a weird thing about giving people
banking number.
And then, like, it goes to the wrong place. Especially some of the companies that we're asking for are not the biggest. It's kind of sketchy. Like, if, you know, like, let me give you an example. Like, Texas Tech just asked for our information. It's a different conversation on there. I know they're about to run off on us. So that, and we talked to them. We kind of looked through it. But this is just our reservation section. We go through how to reserve and how to pay, what payment methods, when you can pay this up. Going to tell all this stuff up front. So you want people to last second be like, oh, I don't know what's going on. Or they'd be like, oh, I thought I was supposed to pay the final amount when you show up. Like, no, you don't. That doesn't work that way. Like, at the end, like the rental items are the least valuable to the person at the end of the event.
That's what you're holding against them. Like, all right, I got this. You pay up or I don't give it to you.
Because if you're at the end of it, like, oh, you come get this.
Oh, yeah, you can pick it up.
All right, so basic contracts cost an average of $7,000 to create, while more complex contracts can cost as much as $50,000. And that's according to Contract Safe.
Dang, that's expensive.
It sure is.
Really expensive.
Yeah, but if it's a very important factor of your business, then why wouldn't you spend that kind of money?
Or come to the Rental Boys, number one source of rental knowledge, and get your own contract that we got in the link. Yep, we got a contract. Check it out. Let us know how much you like it and stuff like that.
Mm. Dun, 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 dun.
It's the Ultimate Checklist. Here to tag all your issues and problems. If you haven't already, go ahead and download Ultimate Checklist. There's already been over 1,000 people who have downloaded Ultimate Checklist. Probably somebody in your neighborhood is competing with you, has it already, and they're going to be beating you. So make sure you download it right here so you can get out there and you can learn all the things that we've learned and avoid all the mistakes and everything like that. And this is getting updated on a regular basis because we keep making mistakes. And the best part, Eddie, of it?
It's free.
It's free. So the second part of your rental agreement, you're going to want to have a whole bunch of information about everything that the customer needs to agree on. This is from rental dates, what time they need to come pick up, what time is delivery, how much they're spending, basically all the items, if they must return the items clean or not, all that stuff should be in here. This is where they will be able to see that they're paying for ATM delivery. And not that they said that you said your window to delivery is 7 to 7, and they just assume that they're going to be at 7 a.m. in the morning. And if you've been doing rentals, you know for a fact people be doing that all the times.
They assume everything, what they think in their mind, what they want.
And if you say estimate, they're basically saying guaranteed. It gets better over time, and you explain it to people. You send them repeat emails and stuff about it and text messages. So my thing is, if you need to make the process so abundantly clear that you make people feel stupid by bringing it up. So they bring it up and say something about it. They feel like, oh, yeah, you did send me 15 messages about this. It just reminded me of that one time with that one guy who was on the phone with you.
We had the recording.
Yeah.
And then he was like really like pressed, like this is what it was said to me and this and that.
Yeah.
And then we would say, okay, hold on one moment.
He was going off.
And then, you know, like I already like pre-planted that we're going to pull that gun out, you know. And this is one of the things, like a gun. And then each one of these lines are your bullets because you can shoot back because, you know what I mean? When the customer comes to you, they're not coming in like, you know, a friend. They're coming in hostile, so you need some ammunition to fire back at them. So this is when we had our recording. We have a phone system that we record all our calls. They had told me, Eddie, there's this very upset customer. I need your help. I was like, okay, let me see. Let me go through the phone call. I listen through it all. Like, okay. And he's saying this. Like, all right. I already have it set up to run exactly the time frame. I think it was like 15 seconds when he had said that spill that he said that we didn't say. So, you know, I hear him out. And then, okay, this and that. And I told him, I was like, no, we record our calls. And in your contract, you also said this, that, you know, that you signed. He's like, you record your calls? Like, yeah, hold on. Let me play it back. Just to make sure. And then I played it. Is that you? I just want to make sure. Because he's like, yeah, well, you know, you're right. She did do her job. and then I'm like, how quickly that changed.
I remember Eddie going through that whole thing, and he set him up too. Because remember that one person, remember that one lady, she was so mad. She gave Marquee.
And she was upset. She's like, I can't believe you're going to charge me this much money for some cocktail tables. And they're like, well, how much do we quote you? And he's like, the thing is like, for each cocktail table, was like $70 or something like crazy dollars. I was like $70 a cocktail table, and she's like, yes. He's like, this is ridiculous, ma'am. This is Kelly Reynolds. Your total cost would be this amount. Oh, that's great. Actually, I would love to go with you guys. I'm sorry, I got you mixed up with Marquee. And I was like, yeah, you're good.
I'd be like, yeah, you're right, we're wrong. Let me give you a $100 discount off of that $800. Just let me bring you these 6 cocktail tables.
Yeah, right.
You want linens? I'll throw the linens in for free because I feel bad.
No, for that price, we'll throw in linens.
We'll even set them up. Bring them anywhere you want them to be.
All right. So real quick, I just want to say what is included in this segment of your contract or what should be included. Yes. Okay. So first, we provide detailed information about the delivery dates and pickup addresses. Then we make sure that the clients acknowledge their receipt and that they know that they're required to inspect the rental items and make sure they're in good working order. Thirdly, we include that clients do not have a right to the possession or title of our rental items. It includes the rental period, the rental rate, and the payment terms. We also detail the care responsibilities and ensure that we are complying and the clients are complying with the laws during the rental period. We also ensure that clients agree to return the rental items in good condition by the agreed upon return date. The last two things that we include in this section is that setup and takedown are not included in their rental unless it is stated in their invoice. And lastly, for any deliveries 25 feet from our truck, stairs, or elevator, we charge additional fees just so that clients know what to expect. I have a statistic for us today that is 65% of teams aren't using integrated tools to manage their agreements.
Dang, I just thought that was hard. That was probably the hardest thing we had to build was that contract system. I don't know what to say. That thing was difficult. And it was actually not even that many lines of code. It was just, confusing. The thing had no documentation for it. It was kind of like, just try something to see what happens. We use e-signature. I think it's e-signature.io. Basically, the reason how they do and verify your e-signature is based off your email and your phone number. So they'll send it to your email, which they'll verify from there, and then you get a verification from your phone number as well. And that's how they get the verification of your e-signature. It just works out. We use these same contracts all the time in disputes specifically in disputes over payments and stuff a lot, and they work very well. So the third part of our contract, which is the most boring part in our contract, and this is the part that all the customers would get to read, just a lot of the fine print stuff. We had a situation where Eddie wanted to go get our stuff back. In our contract, it says that you will allow us onto your premises beforehand, and it has all the dress stuff on there, and so we can go get our property back, and you can't do trespassing on us. We use this contract all the times with the police. Not all the times, but every time we have a police situation. Mm-hmm. This kind of lays out kind of what's going to happen when we do that, what rights we have, what rights they have. They don't own this stuff. Most arguments, besides like one, our whole thing has been over other people doing somebody else wrong and nothing to do with us. One of them was like, they thought like the driver was rude or came earlier, didn't call, or something that didn't lead up to that point. I don't remember. I think you were there, so you know what happened.
That lady. Yeah.
Shotgun chick.
Yeah, I remember that lady. I guess they called, and she didn't answer. But the weird part is, it was the daughter that rented the stuff, but it was at the mom's property. The mom was the one with the shotgun. So we were already there. I could see our stuff, and there was a gate in the front, but on the side, you can just walk through them. So
I still remember this one lady who ordered something from us, mm-hmm. and then, like, she, like, we ordered, she paid, and we tried to reach out to her. And I think me and you went to downtown Dallas, went to one apartment. We tried to go up to go deliver the stuff to her.
Yeah.
And then they said she wasn't at the locations. She went at the thing or something like that. She went nowhere. Like, she never called, never said anything. Like, we called her, emailed her so much. And, like, it's like she just fell out the face of the earth. And I always thought, like we would have went up there and walked into a murder scene. And we'd be like, I'm just dropping the chairs off. Like, don't worry about me. I'm going to leave now.
Yeah, right. Nah, you got to stay now. The contract says it can't be hostage.
I can't be held hostage. And then also, too, is assumption of risk. That's a big thing right here. So use at your own risk. If you go to a theme park, but let's say you go to a...
Or like whenever we go rock climbing, we sign a waiver out as well. Assumption of risk.
I know a lot of people try to throw grandma on there like, oh, grandma failed and stuff like that. Grandma pregnant and failed. It's just people say something, just anything to get the money back on stuff like that. And this kind of covers you from a lot of those issues and just let them know that, like, this is used at your own risk and you can hurt yourself by doing this if you do it wrong.
Yeah.
Now obviously, we're gonna try to cover, you know, we're going to cross our T's and dot our I's and stuff to make sure all the stakes are down properly, make sure the equipment's up to par so there's no issues. We're not going to try to send nothing out that is purposely going to hurt somebody. Like, you sit in a chair and a spike go through you.
Remember we had the bounce house? This one person, I guess, came over for vacation or something like that, and they rented a bounce house from us. And then they said that a little kid was in the bounce house that flew to the neighbors. Remember, they came up with this whole story, right? And then Kobe was the manager. He went out there, and he went to check everything. And then kind of found out that they were just lying. They just wanted their money back. They'll make up stories like crazy ones, too. Because when you hear that, you know, no one wants a little kid to get hurt, and especially, like, you know, in the bounce house or anything. I'm like, how did that happen?
You couldn't pull those stakes out.
No, they were deep.
Yeah.
We used actual tent stakes on this, like the long one. I think they were like 42-inch stakes.
Yeah.
So we've had tents that like a tornado comes through there, and you physically can see the whole dirt moved, and the stake is bent.
So, Tina, what's all included in this contract, in this part of the contract? Just give me like a quick rundown.
It includes indemnity and hold clause for damages or injuries. It includes an assumption of risk and release of liability by the customer. It includes the customer's responsibility for damages of the rental items and compliance with the law. It has damage waiver plan details, coverage and conditions. And lastly, it includes the customer's total responsibility for lost or damaged rental items with repair replacement costs.
So basically it says you can't kill somebody with our chair.
And try to blame it on us and say, like, they were the culprits.
If it wasn't for that chair being there, my kid would still be alive.
I seen the chair, and I got so mad, and the chair told me to go around hitting people with it.
So contracts can accelerate negotiation cycles by 50%. It could reduce erroneous payments by 75 to 90%, and it cuts operation and processing costs related to contract management by 10 to 30%.
So make sure you have contract. That's basically what that whole thing's saying. Make sure you have your contract set up. If you don't have a contract, check the link down below. If you want to kind of go fly by the nights and stuff like that, just put something together, have something that says that the person rents and stuff for you, and they is not there. So at least the basics. Eddie started off by doing contracts where you hand filled them out and everything like that. So it starts
caught on fire and lost everything.
No, you even
the original document.
You bring the contract. You signed this contract, and they'd be like, this contract? Light it on fire.
Let me see. I want to make sure it's my signature. What contract?
What contract? My aunt has this thing that she was doing in Chicago, where this person was renting stuff the day of, and then they would rent the stuff. They would use a fake credit card, and then they would use the stuff, put it back out for her to pick it up. Then the person whose real card would dispute the charge, and the person would get stuff for free. And it was like every other week. And I was thinking to myself, like, they got you want some type of list for free? You want free stuff? Just do it this way. Use one of these stolen cards and put it on here, and you can't have to worry about nothing. So if you don't have a business bank account and you put all your business transactions in the same place, then you need to make sure you go out and get a Novo Bank account. It's a business bank account online. You get it for completely free. You can sign up with the link below, and it'll help you separate your business expenses and also do all your transactions, and you get a card in a couple weeks. Now, the fourth section of our contract, which is even boring than the rest of the contract.
Is that why most people don't read it? Because they're like, yeah, I'm out of sign anyways, right?
So the thing they used to say, the better the contract is, the more boring it is. Like, if the person doesn't fall asleep on the contract.
If it's one page and it's a big, bold letter, you're like, oh, I can read that. It's like the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt bring back my rental equipment.
On time. No, but I'm just saying, because you have so many things you have to cover. You have so many loopholes and things that people can get out of.
Right about that.
On that stuff. Like, people are like, oh, well, you said if I don't bring back this day, then I pay this. But if I bring back a day, so that means technically, if I bring it back in this 24-hour period, I can do whatever I want to do with it. Infinite loop. Infinite money loop.
Just a note, our contract is 6 pages long.
Yeah, so it's not too long.
Yeah.
I seen one contract, I think it was like 110 pages. And I swear they just random stuff on the last parts. It's just a million long.
See who reads it all.
Yeah. And so on this last page right here, it says that you would not get no money back and your items will never be delivered on time. The longer your contract is, the more people have to sign off certain pages. Because if it gets too long, it's like in terms of service when you go to Google and you basically sign away every single thing in your life, saying you can't sue us for this, can't do this for this, you can't, what you call it. If you have blue eyes, you're going to be considered racist. If you have yellow eyes, you're going to be to this right here. If you have brown eyes, you racist too. It's like, all this right here, and you're gonna get treated as such. They'll put all this weird stuff in there and all this stuff in there, and you're gonna be like, dang, like they can't do all that stuff like that. So like, you have to sign stuff off, so it can't be 355 pages. We really want people to read your contract, because you don't, the whole point, let me tell people, like, we don't want to do anything. We want you to bring our stuff back. We're not in this to be trying to do search and recovery and calling the Black Ops SWAT team.
This section is specifically to protect our business. This is probably the longest segment out of all the other ones.
I hope so. Yeah,
5 pages.
It is specifically for our business protection. So this includes default and retaking of rental items. It includes legal fees in case of disputes, disclaimers of warranties, sub-rental restrictions, notice on non-waiver, terms and conditions for sale, exclusion of liability for damages arising from moving non-rental items. It includes customer responsibility for marking underground utilities, which I want to highlight that part specifically. If you are renting out tents, make sure you have that, because you want to make sure that the customers are marking their underground utilities, and that if you are required to, you know, just in case you didn't tell them to do it, that if anything happens on their property, you are protected. So it includes late charges, taxes, collection, and payment of authorization details, cancellation policies, no refund, and full payment requirements, mutual respect clause. And lastly, it includes a mutual respect clause between Kelly Rentals and the customer. Sorry, that was long.
Wake up from my little nap. Oh.
Steven,
where do I sign?
The one thing that happened to me the worst came because I didn't read a contract, and I would never do that again. Because my thing, it wasn't even like the little small print in that the contract was messed up. It was just like the contract was like this, and then it was like something else on top of it that had nothing to do with that. And it was like signed here, and this contract was like return your books, and this right here was like lose your scholarship. But it only had the last piece. At least look at the papers and stuff like that, or you're gonna end up in a lot of bad situations. To be honest, I think ours is a quick, easy skim. I'm not gonna say read, but a quick, easy skim.
Yeah.
The main parts are bolded too as well, so you can quickly kind of see really quick, and you can jot to the section you want to get to. The biggest things are in the very beginning, so you can quickly see it. It's simple to do.
Up to 40% of a contract's value can be lost without close contract governance, and that is by KPMG survey.
You probably lose everything in this industry, to be honest. Like, having a good contract, like, just don't do it. Eventually, your dice is going to roll, and Russian roulette going to hit double zeros, and you're not going to win everything. You're going to lose everything. Business is not easy. Business is very difficult and hard. There's no reason to just be giving your stuff away to people. So make sure you take care of that. Now let's go into the rental rundown.
The first question that I have for us is, how often do you review and update your contracts, and what considerations guide these revisions?
Well, I'm pretty sure Medic says every time something goes wrong.
Every time we find a loophole that somebody hit us, so we're like, all right, go patch that boy. Don't go back in here.
Go patch it up. That was a good one. You got me.
You got me. You won.
Also, too, like our HR team will go look at it about every quarter, just kind of update and look at stuff, too. But really, when things happen, it gets updated. And when we hear about stuff from other people, like that whole check incident, I'm about to go double check that. And we go check and say that. Or Eddie will say, like, oh, look at what happened here. And then we'll go through the process.
How is the contract actively implemented in your day-to-day operations, and what steps are taken to ensure that all staff members are well-versed in its terms?
Generally, the processes that we make in the sales teams, like our whole, we have a little rule book, is aligned to exactly what's in the contract. So both of them have it. So how we do pricing of things is the same way that we put in the contract of how it shows. So there's not really, they don't have to remember nothing from the contract, just the way that we do it. Now, you still have some difficulties because it is still a lot to remember. Even though technically you don't have to remember none of the stuff because it's written down and you can look at it at any point in time. It taught you a lot of times that you couldn't use the resources behind you. Like if you think about it right here, if Steven was really good at basketball and Eddie's really good the woodworking class, and Tina's good at everything else that we do, and then we all sat together and I was good at lunch. You know, Tina did all our other stuff. You did the basketball stuff. Eddie did the woodwork stuff and we put it together. Then like we all would fail. But in the real world, that's how it actually works. Everybody will focus on doing the things that they matter the most. And I'll just be at lunch. What you mean? And I'll make sure the lunch is prepared. When we get back to the table, it's like, this lunch looks good. So like you got to kind of get out of that mindset. You got to just check on your stuff and review your stuff. And your sales process should align directly with the contract. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And I'm Tina.
And we are the Rental Boys.
And if you like this video and would like to see videos like this, please click this playlist right here for all of our long-form podcast episodes.
Watch it!